What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, April 22nd. We're in playoff mode. The playoffs have begun, even though for the Miami Heat, it may feel like, yeah, it started, but they've got no chance at all. And the reason it may feel that way is because that's exactly the case. But at least we get some playoff basketball here locally. Soon they'll be back in South Florida. You can go watch them get annihilated by the Boston Celtics unless there's some miracle that will be happening.
You believe in miracles?
Well, you better believe in miracles. Although you really don't need to believe in a miracle when it comes to the Florida Panthers. They looked good. Now, it's not like they won by 4 or 5, but they look good. And when you're facing the Tampa Bay Lightning, like your nemesis for life, a team you've never beaten in the postseason, and you get off to a start like that, or at least you get a game one victory, I'll take it. Now let's move on to game two tomorrow and take a 2-0 lead. So we got the Heat in action. We got the Panthers in action. And of course, yesterday they were playing at the same exact time because why wouldn't they? Thank you, schedule makers. Although, I would say, and I would probably bet this, and I actually looked at it this morning, I would say that the Florida Panthers will have South Florida to themselves pretty soon. Now, what did I look at this morning? You guys know I'm always looking at the Hard Rock Bet app. And I was looking at the odds for Boston to sweep. And I kind of kicked myself a little bit because I want the Heat to win. I want to think that they can pull off a miracle. They could just do something really special even without Jimmy Butler. Before the series started, the Celtics to sweep, I believe, were plus 115, which is fantastic for that. Now they're minus 155. And I really don't want to lay 155 on the Celtics to sweep because I would like the Heat to at least be somewhat competitive. I don't want to root against the Miami Heat at minus 155. At plus 115, maybe I would have done it because just the reality of the situation is the Heat, they got no chance here. So I do think the Heat will be out ASAP. We're looking at probably 4 games, maybe 5, but probably 4. And the Florida Panthers, I'm hoping, pick up another win tomorrow. They go up 2-0 in the series and put away the Lightning as quickly as they possibly can. And then South Florida turns into Hockey Town, USA. So the Panthers pick up a big W yesterday. The Heat, they pick up a tough loss. Not in the sense of it was close in the end, although the Heat made it a little closer. I think the only people interested in the end of that were ones who had wagers on it because the Celtics were a 15-point favorite come tip time. So the Heat were in it for the spread, but for the game, no, they had no chance. So while these games were being played yesterday, and if you tuned into the show last week, you knew what I was doing, playing in the main event of the World Poker Tour. So yesterday afternoon, it was day two, and I did really well in day one, which was Friday. I did the show from the Hard Rock on Friday, and then I played day two yesterday. Panthers started at 12:30. The Heat started at 1. They had two big screens there, and I'm watching both of these games while I'm playing poker. And I've been doing really, really, really well in poker. Made it through to day three. Last night, day two, ended around midnight. About 12:30. A lot of money on the line in the World Poker Tour tournament. And for those of you that have been following my updates on Instagram, you've seen exactly what's been happening. And I really, really, really do. And I posted a video last night. I really do appreciate all the support, all the messages that you guys are sending me. So many DMs. You're following along. I know you're following me, and I've got a lot more followers now. I have a bunch on Twitter. That's like my new stuff. But IG, I always used to post personal things. Not really show-worthy, except for my travels. So now I've been posting wagers, parlays, props on my IG. So a lot more people have come to my Instagram, and you're following along for everything. You see my picks, and the past 24 hours or so, I've needed to focus solely on poker, and I hope you can understand that. Even though I do have some DMs, yo, good job playing cards, but I need a lock. When I can give you a pick, and it's not like I give you a pick, I'm just showing you mine. If I have a wager, you could do whatever you want with it. You could just look at it and root it on. You could wager on it yourself. You could go against me. You could do anything you want. Going against me probably wouldn't be a wise decision. But I've been showing you all of this, and then I'm showing you what's going on with poker, and some of you are asking for picks. I'm in the middle of a big poker tournament, as you guys have seen on my Instagram story. Can I focus on poker, please? Just for a couple of days? Thank you. And thank you again for all the support messages. You guys have been very, very kind. That's why I recorded that video last night. And I will be posting soon my plays. I promise you that is coming. But the focus for the past 48 hours or so has been on poker. It's an epic tournament that I've been in, and the Hard Rock, they always do it upright. So I've really been enjoying that. And then through the power of social media, being able to take all of you along for that ride with me, usually it's to somewhere out of the country or maybe Vegas or wherever it may be. I know you guys love coming along through social media when I go to Colombia! And I really want to go back. I had a flight booked. This is true. Because, you know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I had a flight booked to Medellin Saturday, Sunday being yesterday, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. I don't know why I didn't have Thursday booked. Maybe there wasn't a seat available. And I booked them all. And as the poker tournament has gone on, I've just canceled them one by one. That's the good thing now. I fly a lot, so I could just pile up credits. It's not like you lose the ticket back in the day or there's some $200 change fee. So it gives me the ability to make all of these changes, and I've been trying to get back there to Medellin. I just don't know. I don't know when I will. And then I can't use the Hard Rock Bet app from Medellin, so I might be flying back and forth a whole lot more. But it's all good. As long as we're having fun, we're able to do it. I'm able to come on the airwaves and talk sports with all of you, and you guys are here to tune into it. As long as we're having a good time, that's all that matters. If you're a Heat fan, you're not having a good time right now. If you're a Panthers fan, you are having a good time right now. So I have a lot to get to this hour, but I can't get to any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
As I said, yesterday I'm playing poker, and I'm watching the Heat, I'm watching the Panthers, both playing at the same time while I'm playing cards. To me, game one felt different for the Panthers and for the Heat. Like, complete opposite. You might think, well, that's obvious, but let me explain exactly what I mean. Let me tell you what I feel the difference between these two games was. For the Florida Panthers, it felt like we were watching the start of something. For the Miami Heat, it felt like we were watching the end of something. A completely different feeling. For the Panthers, it felt like, here we go. They were just in the Stanley Cup final, and here we go again. For the Miami Heat, it felt like this is going to be a long offseason. I'm going to get to the Florida Panthers, but let me start with the Heat, because I feel like I'm going to have a lot more time to talk about the Florida Panthers. There's going to be a lot more games. I know they're only up 1-0, but I get the feeling we're going to be talking about the Panthers a lot longer than we're going to be talking about the Miami Heat. We'll talk plenty about the Heat in the offseason, because it feels like that is coming pretty soon for them. There is no reason yesterday the Heat should have let the Celtics come out and score the first 14 points of the game. Sure, we know the Boston Celtics are better, and the game is in Boston. But to come out like that, that is a pathetic start. And it crushed the Heat. When you go up 14-0, you get your confidence immediately. And that's what Boston did. And then the Heat knew they were climbing uphill all game long. The Celtics, they were really good last year. And now they're even better. If you asked me to analyze Boston, I would just say they improved. The combination of having Jrue Holiday and not having Marcus Smart, I think that's a tremendous combo for Boston. Holiday is a great person to have on your squad come playoff time. And then you've got Porzingis as a third scoring option. I know he's hurt a lot, but when Porzingis is healthy, he adds such a dimension to that team. The dude is so tall. You just can't guard that. He can get that shot anytime he wants. And at no point yesterday did the Miami Heat, to use a Spo expression, make Boston feel them. That means playing a way where the other team can feel what you're doing, and they can't stop it. It didn't happen on offense for Miami yesterday, and it certainly didn't happen on defense. So what adjustments do the Miami Heat have to make from just my standpoint of watching that game in order to, I'm not going to say have a shot in this series, but to have a shot in the game, and let's just say game two? I think the main adjustment the Heat need to make is a mentality adjustment. Sure, there's specific X's and O's that need to change, but the Miami Heat need to decide between now and game two, which is Wednesday, are we doing this thing or not? Mentally, what are we doing? Because the intensity and the competitive character that the Miami Heat brought to Boston, that was not nearly good enough. Weak closeouts on shooters, 50-50 balls going Boston's way, lazy offensive sets. The Miami Heat did not look like a desperate team at all. They just didn't even want to put up a fight. That's the way it looked to me. When you go down 14-0 to start a game, I mean, are you really entering the building to put up a fight? You know what you're up against. You know you don't have Jimmy, and you give Boston a 14-0 lead. Not that they just handed it to him, but still. And Tyler Hero, I see all of these things written on social media, again, get Tyler off my team. And Tyler may be off the team in the offseason. This offseason, there's going to be a lot of moves, possibly big, big moves. Pat Riley ain't going to sit around this offseason and just wait for something to happen. He's going to make it happen. And if you want to point your finger at one guy, go ahead, point it at Tyler. He was really bad. This is the opportunity that he pretty much always dreamed of. Last year, Tyler got hurt game one, and then he's out the rest of the way. So he's watching his team go on a magical run. I'm sure he had to be thinking the entire time, okay, this is fantastic. We're going on this run, but wait a minute. They're proving they can do this without me. That's not so good. Well, this year, Jimmy Butler goes down in the play-in game. So now a huge opportunity opens. Now it's Tyler time. If you're so valuable, here is your run. Jimmy is out for multiple weeks. Prove that you can be a superstar. Go out there and elevate your team and show your worth. Instead, Tyler goes out there and he looks lost. He looked completely lost handling the ball. Boston put so much pressure on him. He wasn't a good playmaker. He wasn't a good shot maker. And he was one of the main reasons that Boston was able to put up, what, a 30-point lead? The comeback at the end of the game. Yes, I know bettors were interested, but do you take that comeback as, hey, the Heat figured something out? Or do you take it as human nature kicked in? Boston was up 30. They let their foot off the gas. DeLon Wright, a bench player, hits a bunch of threes to make it interesting. But again, interesting to people who are betting on the game. So do you take it as some type of momentum going into game two? I don't. If you think maybe the Heat found something they could build off of, I just see Boston in the next game building off of what happened in the end of this one. Saying, you know what, next game, we got to play the full 48. We can't take our foot off the gas, not for a second. I think it was more of a wake-up call for the Celtics than something positive for the Heat. The reality of this series, Boston's way better than Miami. Having Jimmy Butler there would have given Miami some type of chance because Jimmy is special. Jimmy's someone who can have a 45-point triple-double, but without him, where's the threat? Miami could try to muck it up. They could try to slow the tempo of the game, but the Celtics are just so good. And when they're out there knocking down three after three after three, how are the Miami Heat going to stop them? How are the Heat going to be able to be competitive? The only joy that I see in this series, and there's not a lot of joy, but seeing the youngsters on the Heat get run and play well, Jaime Jaquez Jr. getting his first run in the playoffs, Jovic getting his first start and serious playing time. Jaime was good, really good. If Jimmy was there and Jaime Jaquez Jr. was leading the bench unit, he would have probably been even more effective. You could tell he's not scared of the moment. He's one of the only guys I saw out there attacking. He was going to the basket. He was trying to make things happen. He was not intimidated. He looked really good for a young player in his first ever playoff game. And Jovic, he made a few impactful defensive plays. I'd love to see him more involved on the offensive side. I'd like to see him handle the ball a bit more, take it away from Tyler, because the Celtics had a great game plan on Tyler Hero. They made him extremely uncomfortable. The Miami Heat need someone to control the ball, because this way Tyler can play off ball a little bit more. And I think that would open up his game. you can use excuses if you want. You could say, okay, the Miami Heat, they're missing a lot. They're missing Jimmy. They're missing Scary Terry. You could say all that, and all of that is true. Would that game have been more competitive? Absolutely. But would we still have had the same result? I don't have the answer to that, but most likely, yeah, the Celtics still would have won, and the Celtics still would probably win this series. Can the Miami Heat get a game, though? I want to talk more about the Heat, and then I'm going to get into the Florida Panthers and a few other things, and I'll do that in just a few moments. You guys have been seeing I've been playing poker at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood because the World Poker Tour is in town. Tournaments are still going on. It is not too late. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com for all the event information. And even tomorrow, the final day of the poker showdown at the Hard Rock, even when that comes to a conclusion, there are tournaments all of the time in the actual poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. There's cash games, Hold'em, Omaha, Pot Limit Omaha, a lot of things going on in the poker room, bonus high hands, a lot of chips flying around. It's really, really good in there. It's the best poker room in all of South Florida and possibly all of the entire United States of America. So if you haven't been on out to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood to play poker, get on out there and have yourself a great time. For all the event information, bonus high hands, anything you need to know, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. Sure, the Miami Heat are missing a lot. We know that. They're missing Jimmy. They're missing Scary Terry. We know the help Jimmy would have been, of course. But Terry Rozier would have been a huge help against Boston as well. When you look at this Heat team, they're offensively challenged right now. This team needs shot creation. They need ball handling. And when you look at Scary Terry, those are all things that he brings to the floor. Not only that, yes, Duncan Robinson is back and he's playing, but you could tell he's not Duncan. We saw him so much this season, his dribbling, his faking, his movement, the way he was cutting. And right now, he's sort of an injured back decoy. Now, credit to Duncan Robinson for toughing this out and giving it a go. But you could see he is not nearly 100%. Probably not even 75%. So you've got a Miami Heat team right now. And these are just facts. I'm laying out the facts. I'm not making excuses. Somebody from Boston could be tuned in right now. Oh, I want to get the vibe from South Florida. The Heat are without their superstar, Jimmy Butler. They're without their point guard, Scary Terry. And they've got a hobbled Duncan Robinson. If the Heat were taking on a well-rested 60-win Boston Celtics team with all of those guys healthy and available, Jimmy, Scary Terry, and Duncan, I think we would just have a closer matchup. Now, you might be saying, well, thank you, Captain Obvious. I mean, yes, it would be a lot closer. I'm saying it in the sense of I just think it would be closer. I don't think the Miami Heat would actually win the series. Even if Terry Rozier was available and Jimmy Butler was healthy and Duncan Robinson was out there and he was healthy. I'm not saying the Heat would beat the Celtics. I'm not saying that whatsoever. Right now, we just have a big mismatch, and a sweep is, of course, possible. Like I said, this morning I looked, and on the Hard Rock Bet app, Boston a sweep was minus 155. Before the series, they were a little bit better than even money, plus 115. Could we see five games in this series? I don't think so. I don't even think home court advantage is going to mean anything for the Heat. It didn't mean anything during the regular season. Maybe it meant something against the Bulls in the second play-in game. But if you think coming back to Miami is going to help the Heat, Boston's a 15-point favorite again. When the Celtics come to downtown Miami, I think they're going to be favored by 10, maybe even 11. We're not going to see Boston minus 5, 6, or 7, or even 8. I highly doubt that. I don't think the Miami Heat are going to get a game here. And I don't think I'm telling you anything that you probably don't already think yourself. This is almost certainly a four-game series. Could it be 5? I got a hard time even saying it could. And I'm not overreacting to game one. I'm just looking at the teams, and I don't think this Heat team, the way it is right now, they can't play with Boston. They certainly can't win 4 out of the next 6. That ain't going to happen. I look at the other games in the Eastern Conference, and I can't help but think that the Heat brought this all upon themselves. It should have never been this way. If they could have locked up a top 6 spot, they're not facing Boston right now. They also would not have had to play a play-in game. Not even one. So who knows what happens with Jimmy? I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, you don't play this. Jimmy definitely doesn't get hurt. I mean, it could have happened in another game. I don't know. But that play-in game would have never happened. Instead, it did. And they couldn't win play-in game number one. That would have been better. So you win playing game number 2, and then you get Boston in the first round. The Heat had many opportunities to not be in this situation. And for any Heat fan who was at that second playing game and chanting in the end, "We want Boston." Really? You want Boston? Are you nuts? No. The Heat should have wanted the Knicks. Now, I get it. Second playing game, you get Boston. But it should have never come down to that. I don't think that was the wisest chant by a South Florida crowd. Not that I'm going to go down a list of famous chants by South Florida crowds. But saying, "We want Boston," who the heck wanted Boston? Really? And in the second playing game, you already knew Jimmy Butler was out for multiple weeks. "We want Boston." Maybe they're talking about the Panthers and the Bruins. Possibly. Panthers up 1-0 against Tampa. The Bruins up 1-0 against the Maple Leafs. I'm ready to put all of my attention on this Florida Panthers team. That's where this is headed, I hope. Because we know where the Heat are headed. The Heat are going to be heading back to South Florida after game 2, and they'll probably get to stay in South Florida for the rest of the year or till whatever preseason game they have to play come September. Or go on vacation. Go wherever you want. The Florida Panthers, I really hope, are about to go on yet another run. It's one game, but you take down the Tampa Bay Lightning in game 1 so big. Now you don't have that pressure in game 2 when you're at home. I'm not saying that the Panthers could lose game 2. I think the Panthers win game 2. I'm revved up. At least we got something to be revved up about. Now, I mentioned running. They're running races at Gulfstream Park. The Royal Palm Meet is going on at Gulfstream Park. Exciting racing action Thursday through Sunday. So 4 days a week right now, live races are happening at Gulfstream Park. I have been to Gulfstream Park several times already just in 2024. And when I go to Gulfstream Park, I go to their trackside restaurant. 10 Palms. You can get yourself a table, have a fantastic meal, whether it's the buffet on the weekend or the menu. The food is really good at Gulfstream Park. You get to watch the races live right in front of you. And, of course, you could wager on them. You don't even have to wager a lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got 4 days to choose from to see live racing at Gulfstream Park. Watch it inside in the trackside restaurant. Hang out outside if you want in the Carousel Club. Get in on the action. Some great live racing going on in Hollandale Beach. It is the Royal Palm Meet at Gulfstream Park. On the complete opposite end of the spectrum, we've got the Florida Panthers. And the Panthers season very much does not feel like it's coming to an end, at least not right now. It feels like from the very beginning, at least yesterday, the Florida Panthers were going to win that hockey game. And if you went to that game yesterday in Sunrise, I was just talking about fans who went to the Heat game who were chanting, "We want Boston." Like, what are you chanting? If you went to that game in Sunrise yesterday, good job. Because that building was rocking. Matthew Tkachuk said he had goosebumps from the atmosphere. And you had Vasilevsky in net for the Lightning, the Panthers' nemesis come playoff time, and the Panthers won. They were able to beat Vasilevsky. The Panthers were able to slay the Dragon, and they've got a 1-0 lead going into tomorrow. What's really cool about what happened yesterday, if you look at the Panthers' 3 goals, Sam Reinhart, because of course, he scored 57 during the regular season. You had Barkov with a perfect pass to Carter Verhaeghe. And that's something Barkov has done all year. And so has Verhaeghe. And then you had Matthew Tkachuk with the empty netter. Bob, he was glorious. So you had Reinhart, Verhaeghe, Barkov, Tkachuk, and Bob all involved. All doing well. I bring that up because that is the exact way the regular season went. You're talking about the main dudes on this team. The guys who carried the Florida Panthers to where they are right now. Grit, determination, skill. The same guys who all year long were the Panthers' top guys, those were the ones who got it done yesterday in their first playoff game. I think that is super cool. That is how you start a series. And I also believe there is zero intimidation factor for the Florida Panthers against Tampa. And keep in mind, I did many shows about how the Panthers were just going to have to wait until Vasilevsky's not on the Lightning anymore before they would ever beat them in a playoff series. And we're only talking about one game. It's certainly not over yet. Tampa could definitely get back in this. They've got great players on their team. But just to take that 1-0 lead and beat Vasilevsky, this is a team, the Lightning, that knocked the Panthers out of the playoffs twice. And yet, yesterday, did they look intimidated? Did they look scared? Did they have a look that indicated, gosh, we got to deal with these guys again? What I actually saw from the Panthers was joy. Tkachuk admitted it after the game. He said, when you make a Stanley Cup final, getting up for a regular season game, it can be a little tough because by comparison, what the team really wants is this, what they're involved in right now. So you're working the entire regular season to get to where you are right now. And this is the moment. These are the opportunities where you go out there and you give it your all. This is what you have been waiting for, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they only need, I say only, 15 more wins to win the Stanley Cup. So do many other teams, like the New York Rangers. This time of the year, though, is what everyone has been waiting for on that team. And you saw yesterday, because I saw the Panthers playing with joy. It looked like they were thinking, we're finally here. They were hitting. They were hustling. They looked fresh. They just looked ready to go. They looked like they knew the stakes. It was a really good start for this Florida Panthers team. And I feel good about this series, if you can't tell. My demeanor in the past two segments about the Heat, completely different than the way I sound right now. I can already sense, and this would be so, so good if it happened, an Eastern Conference final matchup between the Panthers and the Rangers. That would be so lit. I would 100% be going to Madison Square Garden. I would go to the games here in Sunrise. I would go to MSG. The Panthers crowd is fantastic. Going to games at the Amerant Bank Arena, really, really good. I like it there a lot. But there is no place in the United States of America, an arena, that is better than Madison Square Garden. I hate New York. I hate the city. It's too crazy. I like going in and out. But when it comes to a hockey game at MSG, forget about it. I've been to basketball games there too. I've been to the Heat and Knicks. I've been to the Panthers Rangers there. I would love to be there again. Eastern Conference Final. Now, if the Panthers make it and the Rangers don't, I'm cool with that. But that would be one heck of a matchup. It'd be great television. It would be great to see it play out in person. A long way to go, though, for both teams. I know I'm pumped up about this. I'm excited about it because it feels real. I can't sit here and get pumped up for the Miami Heat because what am I pumping myself up for? That Pat Riley is going to realize and Mickey Arison is going to realize, okay, we really need to change this team up. We need to do something. How are you going to get fired up for that right now? You got game two coming up in Boston, and maybe I'll go to Boston for the Panthers-Bruins series. See, I'm getting ahead of myself. I can get ahead of myself, but I'm excited about the Florida Panthers. And for those of you who are buying a home, need a mortgage, or refinancing, you should be very excited when I tell you about the bagel loan that Stewie has got for you. You think bagel loan? What the heck is a bagel loan? I love bagels. I don't eat a lot of bagels, but I love an everything bagel. And when you look at a bagel, you see a zero in the middle of that bagel. And that is exactly what you will pay Stewie. That's why it's the bagel loan. You pay him zero, nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan, and that is what Stewie has got for you. Now, what I have for you is Stewie's personal cell phone number. If you're in the market for a home, if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, why would you not call Stewie? Here is Stewie's personal cell phone number. You hit him up. You talk to him about the bagel loan. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, Stewie's got the bagel loan where you pay him nothing, zero, no lender fees, no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. I've been talking so much about the Heat and the Florida Panthers, and all of us are. I almost forgot just for a few moments. We have the NFL draft this week. The NFL draft is just a few days away. Today is Monday. The draft starts on Thursday. Now, some of you are big time into the NFL draft. You're a huge Dolphins fan. You're a huge football fan. We all love the NFL. remember a few years ago, oh, I'm not watching the NFL anymore. Please, we're all watching the National Football League. I have friends of mine who are so into the draft, and like I'm into it, but I'm not going crazy about a draft. Of course, I want to see what the Miami Dolphins will do. I used to tip picks with the draft. I used to go on Twitter and tell you who was getting selected before anybody knew it. I was the first one to give you the
Slater scoop.
Well, no one else was going to give you that, but at least the information. And those days when I did it, they were so, I don't even know the word to describe it, but they were so crazy. There was so much pressure and so much stress and double checking information from my sources. It was a lot. And I said to myself like 4 or 5 years ago, I just can't take this anymore. I had 3 screens in front of me. I'm talking to people. I'm receiving messages. It was just, there was way too much going on. And I'm like, is it really worth it? And I said no. And then I'm like, well, when do I stop? Do I stop in the second round? Do I stop in the third round? And I find myself tweeting out things about the fourth and fifth round. I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I haven't done that in probably 4 or 5 years. And I'm not going to do it again this year. I'd rather focus on parlays and poker. And if I'm back in Medellin on Thursday for a week or so, or maybe even less, because the Hard Rock Bet app only works in Florida, so I got to be here a little bit more than normal if I want to do really well like I have been and help a lot of you out. But I'm probably going to be in Medellin. I'll watch the draft there, and I'll watch the draft while taking in some amazing views. Girls. The views there are just absolutely phenomenal. Now, one more thing I want to say, because I have to give credit where it's due, at least moderate credit. I was talking the past week or so, or the past month or so, about the Miami Marlins and how bad they have been. But let's give them some moderate credit. They went to Chicago, they went to Wrigley Field, and they split a 4-game series. Splitting a series now, not losing a series, that's great for them. That's the best result so far they've had this season. They still have a lot of issues, and Jazz has not been special, but moderate credit given to the Miami Marlins. That's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.